Prince Hall. Prince Hall was known for his role in creating Black Freemasonry, championing equal rights to education, and fighting against white supremacy in the form of slavery. He was one of the most influential Black leaders in the late 1700s. Not much is known about Prince Hall's birth or early life. For instance, it is debated as to whether he was born in colonial America or in England. Despite these uncertainties, there are things that we do know about his life. He was enslaved during his adolescence by a man named Tanner Hall up until the age of 32 in the Boston, Massachusetts area. He was also literate, and he was skilled in leather making. In the 1770s, Hall, a free man, owned his own leather shop. He was a homeowner who voted and paid taxes. He was also a supplier to the 13 colonies during the Revolutionary War, creating drumheads for an artillery regiment of Boston. He encouraged blacks to serve for the American Colonial Army. But when America did not grant the freedom and equality it promised to black people after the Revolutionary War, he sought out to enhance the community from within. Understanding that many influential people in colonial America were members of the Masonic fraternity prior to the war, Prince Hall and 14 other free black men sought entrance to the local Boston Lodge of Freemasons. They understood that Masonry was founded on the ideals of equality, peace, and liberty. But the all-white Boston Lodge turned them down because they were black. However, there was another lodge in the area that was connected to the Irish by way of the British forces. The Grand Lodge of Ireland would initiate Hall and the other men, and Prince Hall was named Grand Master. On this day, September 11th, 1787, England would approve their charter, and the African lodges would eventually expand to the cities of Providence and Philadelphia. Prince Hall worked within the state political arena to advance the rights of blacks and protect freedmen from being kidnapped by slave traders. He proposed a Back to Africa movement, pressed for better education, and even operated a school for black people in his home. He was well known for his oratory skills. He would use Christian scriptures to demonstrate that God was against slavery. Our brother, Prince Hall, the father of Black Freemasonry, died in 1807 and is buried in Boston. His legacy is everlasting in every black fraternity and sorority throughout the country.